The threat of eviction continues to loom over thousands of island residents. The state moratorium runs out at the end of the month, while the president has taken steps to put off evictions until the end of the year. To get a better sense of the issue, The Conversation's producer Harrison Patino spoke with Tom Helper of the Hawaii Appleseed Center for Economic Law and Justice.
The fact that we have a 13% unemployment rate is really having a devastating effect on the rental market right now, that there are just tens of thousands of tenants who simply cannot afford the rents they could afford back when they had jobs. And so the reality of that is difficult for everyone, you know, the tenants, the landlords, lenders. But the people who feel the effects most immediately are the tenants who are worried about having a roof over their heads in the next few weeks. There are some individuals who have been able to pay rent up till now because the federal benefits were coming in. Those benefits have now stopped. There are other folks who had trouble paying because of delays in getting benefits. But the big picture is that there are many, many families in Hawaii that are hurting very badly, and we really need to avoid the tsunami of evictions that would cause homelessness, that would cause people to move in, you know, double and triple up families in one unit, which is not safe under disease conditions. So it's great that the governor has recognized this issue. So it's a little bit of a blunt instrument, and it does make things very difficult for landlords, but it is really the only way to sort of put things on hold while we try to get the benefits situation sorted out, while we try to get the big picture economic situation sorted, and it really is essential to preventing mass homelessness.
So if or when that moratorium would expire, how many people are we thinking here in Hawaii that that would affect? How many people are sitting on the cusp of eviction?
Well, I don't know that anybody has really great numbers for that. I think UH did a study. The numbers I've seen range from 10,000 to three or four times that number of people who would potentially be evicted.
Well, even the conservative estimate there is it's not an insignificant number.
Oh, it's huge. It's extremely significant, yeah.
And the elephant in the room there that you bring up before is that if mass evictions, even to that more conservative estimate, were to go through, that would already complicate an already serious homelessness issue. So should the state be doing more here?
Well, certainly, I think the need to bolster social services, you know, the homelessness services, homelessness was a crisis before this, obviously. And our social service providers were already overstressed. I think it's a matter of the legislature appropriating money or spending the federal money that it has on these issues, on supporting rental assistance, on social service support, and probably on some landlord assistance as well. Do what we can to prevent that wave of evictions and homelessness.
So give me an example of the sort of push and pull that occurs between a tenant and a landlord. How is that process even further complicated during a pandemic?
Right now, I think the great majority of tenants are paying rent. Most of them are paying their full rent because of the benefits or savings or whatever. So the great majority of people, even during the moratorium, even though they know they can't be evicted, most people are still paying rent. There are many others who are unable to pay rent, full rent, who are paying partial rent. And we're aware that there are many, many landlords that have worked constructively with their tenants to work out payment plans, to work out reduced rent, to prevent people from having to be evicted. Because the landlords know it's not like there's a whole bunch of tenants out there who are able to pay full rent or be able to pay the rents that were being charged before. So most landlords, I think, are, you know, acting appropriately and working with their tenants. Unfortunately, there are a handful of landlords who are trying to skirt the law and to evict tenants in violation of the moratorium. And we actually have a potential lawsuit against one such landlord that we're looking closely at now. But we definitely want to send out the message to landlords that they shouldn't violate the moratorium, and to tenants that they have the right to remain in their homes even if they're not able to pay rent right now.
Now, who's going through these evictions? Is it more the larger apartment complexes, or is it a mom-and-pop landlord-type situation that are evicting tenants out of their homes?
We're aware of only a handful of cases of these wrongful eviction cases. I know that Legal Aid is getting something along the line of 25 to 30 inquiries a week about the issue. Some of that is just people asking, okay, what are my rights here? Some of it those people complaining about being locked out or evicted. My impression is it is probably more the smaller mom-and-pop landlords who are doing it because they maybe don't quite realize what their legal obligations and responsibilities are, and that the larger landlords do and are smarter and are sort of biting the bullet and enduring the tough times because they know they're not allowed to evict. And that it's not in their financial interest to evict because it's going to end up costing them more money in the long run. So that's a long way of saying I think that most of the landlords who are threatening eviction are the smaller landlords.
Now, when you have a tenant who believes to be facing a wrongful eviction, what's their first course of action?
Well, the first thing to do is try to work out a payment plan or something with your landlord. If that doesn't work and they're still threatening to evict you, then by all means call legal aid. The housing unit's legal aid is very experienced at handling wrongful eviction cases and general landlord-tenant disputes, and they're experienced in dealing with landlords who are attempting to violate the law.
So I guess to dispel the myth of the evil landlord here, do you think it's mostly a case of landlords trying to go through with evictions without realizing that there are, you know, legal safeguards in place?
I think that's true in the great majority of cases. I also think that there are some landlords that are going to push as far as they can up to the legal line, and then some of them are going to cross over the line. And that's a real problem. One of the cases that we're looking at, it's a landlord who owns a couple of dozen units in Waipahu, and who threatened by text message, told his tenant, pay rent or get out, essentially. And he gave the tenant just a couple of days' notice to vacate along with his wife and 9-year-old son. And now they've been forced to live with the tenant's grandparents, which is just a bad from a health point of view, additional exposures, additional crowding. But I think that's the worst case scenario. I think that most landlords don't do that. Most landlords recognize their obligations. So yes, I think it's the extreme case that gets us involved.
So just locationally speaking here, are we seeing the majority of these evictions going through or trying to go through on Oahu and Honolulu, or is this an island-wide issue?
I think it's island-wide. I just want to make sure that the landlords who are tempted to cross over the line and threaten to evict their tenants recognize that it's illegal and that tenants do have rights. We recognize it's definitely a challenging situation for people who have to pay mortgages, who are dependent upon rental income for paying their own bills. But the big picture for the state is that we have to avoid the mass homelessness that would occur if we didn't have the eviction moratorium, if we didn't have the legal protections in place to tell landlords that they cannot evict. And so it's just essential right now that people look for the sources of federal benefits, state benefits, loan forbearances, things like that. And hopefully we can get through this together over the next few months.
That was the conversation's Harrison Patino talking with Tom Helper of the Hawaii Appleseed Center on the status of evictions here in the islands.